There's been some dramatic scenes at the Parramatta Mosque this afternoon, with police having to be called. Senior Channel 7 reporter Chris Reason was interviewing the mosque's chairman, Neil El-Kadomi, but all of a sudden the interview was interrupted when a disgruntled worshipper began arguing with El-Kadomi, and the argument escalated and things became physical. Chris Reason is on the line. Rezo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
You were interviewing Neil El-Kadomi, who's a gentleman that many of us would be familiar with because he runs the mosque at Parramatta, and then something happened.
That's right, mate. He's the chairman, as you know. We were doing an interview on another subject, and as we were talking, an unknown worshipper walked in between the cameras and started arguing with Mr. El-Kadomi, and he basically, as you say, the language escalated, the temperature certainly rose, the two men were on quickly up at each other's feet, and then it got physical. The two of them started, one of the unknown gentlemen started wagging his finger at Mr. El-Kadomi, and Mr. El-Kadomi didn't like that. He took exception to it, slapped his hand down, asked him to stop doing it. The man kept doing it. The argument continued. And in the end, the chairman decided to have the man ejected. He called the police. It was just on prayer time on what is, as you know, the Muslim holy day, a very important day, an important prayer session. The imam was there waiting to begin his service, and the police were called, and, mate, that gentleman was marched out.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at the footage now that's been sent through to me, and you can see the unknown gentleman. He is waving his finger in the direction of the mosque boss. I don't know whether he connects with him or not, but then all of a sudden you do see the mosque boss twice slap this bloke. It looks like he slaps him on the hand or on the arm, which was being pointed in his direction. I'm guessing because of the language barrier, you're not entirely sure what they're arguing about.
No, the unknown gentleman was, I believe, speaking Arabic at the time, but there were some fragments of English. But Mr. El-Kadomi was saying that he didn't appreciate the interruption, said it was completely disrespectful, particularly in a place of worship, and took great exception to the way that this stranger had conducted himself. But as you say, the temperature quickly escalated. The two men several times were at each other and shouting at each other, as I say, and Mr. El-Kadomi decided that he wasn't going to take it anymore. He says he wants to clean up the mosque. He wants the mosque to be rid of all troublemakers. So he took a hardline stand. He called the police in. The police, interestingly enough, Ben, came in, of course, in a mosque. If any of your listeners have been into a mosque, you have to remove your feet, your shoes, a sign of respect. The police officers couldn't do that. They had to put black garbage bags over their boots as they walked in through the prayer room and grabbed this man and escorted him off the property into a paddy wagon and down to the station.
All right, we'll see all of that stuff on 7 News tonight, and no doubt at some point we might find out what it was all about. Chris Reason, thank you very much for that.
Cheers, Ben.
Chris Reason, senior reporter with 7 News.